I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But that's another story altogether. We have so many things that we're going to get into today. First of all, the WBEN cash code word for 3 o'clock is native. Native, like native pride. Like, I love Tom Puckett when he said, our home and native land. Yes, only a border city we could pull that off. The word is spelled N as in Nancy, A-T-I-V-E. The word is native. Text it to 72881, 72881, and you may end up winning $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. So yesterday we had a pretty cool show. We had a whole bunch of people calling in telling us how they actually were able to quit the cigarette habit, and a whole bunch of people, it kind of surprised me, did it pretty much on the spur of the moment, like because the price went up or because a friend asked for a cigarette and the dude threw the pack and basically said, keep the pack, I quit. So that was kind of a revelation to me. But all kinds of ways people quit. I think somebody brought up one of the medications, if I'm not mistaken. I was kind of surprised at the dearth of people. In other words, the absence of people who quit smoking by chewing the nicotine gum or by using the patch or by using the lozenges or hypnosis or even vaping. Only had a couple of vaping calls yesterday with the whole smoking cessation thing. So one of the things that I did yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, I hope you will forgive me, I would like to whip out now in the 3 o'clock hour, because what happened is I think the people quitting smoking calls eclipsed the calls of the people who have been involved in what I'd like to get into for at least a little bit today, and that is the very important issue of car deer collisions. I don't want to get all preachy. I don't want to be your dad. Well, maybe I am your dad, but I don't want to be, you know, your worrying grandfather or worrying uncle, but I worry about you guys, and I worry about myself, and I worry about my loved ones living around here in spring and in the fall, and especially around sunrise and sunset, because as you know, over the past 20 years or so, we have seen an explosion in the deer population in western New York. Now, I happen to live in the village of Williamsville. There's no hunting in the village of Williamsville, thank God. But, an errant shot can ruin your whole day. Unfortunately, that has proven to be the case, tragically, in the hinterlands from time to time. But our deer in Williamsville are almost on the verge of becoming domestic animals. I know they're wildlife, but the way they will simply hover on your front lawn and look at you as you pull your car into your driveway, they look at you like, oh, yeah, I'm munching your grass. You got a problem with that? Because I'm just going to keep munching your grass. Because of the deer, I have not enjoyed my stargazer lilies the past few years. The deer look at those as must look at those like croutons in a salad or something, because they're always munching my lilies, which sounds obscene, actually, but it really isn't. And the one thing that I wish the deer really had developed a taste for, but fortunately my garden guy has developed a taste for it, is the Bishop's weed. And once you have one little sprout of Bishop's weed, you pretty much can kiss your entire garden goodbye, as I tragically found out. But every year in this country, there are roughly 200 fatal accidents involving motor vehicles and deer. I know friends who have been on their Harleys who have hit deer, And thank God the two people that I know the best who have hit a deer were able to, if not walk away from the accident, they were able to at least drag themselves from the middle of the road. The deer was not as fortunate or not as lucky. And in the news recently, I mentioned this yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, but as of, I know this happened just a few days ago, it seems, was it Orleans County, a terrible accident that has been on my mind, where I think a 20-year-old and a 21-year-old died in an accident involving a deer. Apparently the car hit the deer and the deer died, and then the car went into the creek and the people who were in the car died. And just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And unfortunately, that certainly is not the first time we've heard about fatalities around here involving cars and deer. So I am curious, as somebody who has been able so far to dodge the deer bullet, I am curious if you have had, well, close encounters, all too close encounters with hitting or almost hitting a deer around Western New York, and where it happened. Where is ground zero for deer car collisions in Western New York? I think you could make a case for the town of Amherst. Then again, you could almost also make a case for West Seneca or Cheektowaga. There's a giant herd that hangs out right off the thruway by William Street. And there's these giant herds of deer sprinkled throughout Western New York. I mentioned yesterday that on the way home from the Armor Inn, that road, I think it's Armor Duels Road, but I'm not sure, that takes you from the Armor Inn to the 219 on-ramps and off-ramps, looked off to the left heading toward the thruway on that road over the weekend, and there were probably 15 to 20 deer gathered and grazing on the grass. So have you had an accident with a deer? How long ago, roughly, did you have it? Where did it happen? And what kind of damage did you do to your car? And I wonder how many of you listening have actually been hurt in a car deer accident. I mean, they are really, you know, they're nothing to take lightly, because some of those deer are massive. I also mentioned yesterday that very, very recently, when I pulled into my driveway late at night, my headlights shined upon my backyard, and in my backyard was probably the biggest doe I have ever seen. It was a massive deer. And it was curled up, just taking a snooze in my backyard. And then, it stood up when the headlights were on it. And it just kind of gave me the look like, hey, this is my backyard, bro. What are you doing in the driveway? Because this is my bed. I'm sleeping here. So I went in the house and just left the thing alone. And then usually either a personal observation or when I'm watching on my home's security cameras, the number of deer that walk up and down the street or through the backyard of my home is absolutely staggering. And you get to know them after a while. I mean, there is one mama deer with two fawns, and I think it's the same deer that every year seems to produce two fawns. And it's kind of cute the way the two fawns hang out with the mommy deer for a while, until they split and go their separate ways. And I think I know where these particular deer sleep during the day. There are some undeveloped lots in the neighborhood which seem to attract the deer. But I assure you that even though the speed limit is 30 miles an hour on most of the roads I travel where I live, that especially at night, I keep an extra vigilant eye out for the deer. Because even doing 30 miles an hour, I don't want to hit one. And the other thing is, as you well know, you see one deer running across the road, chances are you're going to see one, two, or 15 more following in close order. And, you know, it's also, hate to say it, it's not just the deer anymore. We also, and we talked about this several years ago, we also have seen what seems to me to be kind of an explosion in the wild turkey population. And you are familiar with the very famous, was it Klein Road turkey that they had to capture and move to the wilderness because the thing would stand in the middle of traffic and it would attack cars going by, and it was basically a traffic hazard. And we've got the same kind of a situation. I haven't seen them over the past couple of days, but Maple at Flint by UB, there's a pair of wild turkeys that seem to hang out right in that intersection, and they've been known during drive time, afternoon and morning, they've been known to frolic in the intersection at the most inopportune time as wild turkeys. And I would imagine hitting a wild turkey with the windshield can be a disturbing experience. It reminds me of I was flying a single engine light airplane, a general aviation plane, and I was at the controls, and we were getting ready to make our approach to Greater Buffalo Niagara International Airport, one of the runways there. And we were probably about 5 miles outside of the airport, probably at about 1,500 feet or so. And I don't know if it was a turkey, if it was a hawk, if it was a turkey vulture. I don't know what it was. But, you know, here I am doing the equivalent of maybe 100, 120 miles an hour. And this giant bird flies at the same altitude as the airplane I was controlling, probably no more than 20 feet from it. And I just remember thinking to myself, if that big thing at that speed and that closing rate had collided with the windscreen of this aircraft, that flight might very well have had a different ending, because it was a little too close for comfort in my book. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Close encounters with, or your collision with, the deer of Western New York. This is one of the peak times of the year for it, especially around sunrise and sunset. How much damage was done, and was your insurance company cool? I believe those are known as non-chargeable accidents. I don't think you get any surcharge on your insurance premiums from hitting a deer. Let's go to your experience may differ. Let's go to Newstead on WBEN. It is Tom calling in. Tom, welcome. You're on.
Hey, sir. I wanted to get in yesterday on this. I've had my mother hit one with a 63 Fairlane, which broke her heart because it was brand new back then. The thing ran into the side of us and messed up the door and a fender. That one wasn't too bad. I've hit two deer with tractor trailers, which didn't come out well for the deer.
No, I've seen that happen.
Oh, well, it was interesting. One of them just, you know, the problem is the fenders and hoods are all fiberglass now, and they can do quite a bit of damage. Well, I had one that came across the front of an International and messed up the bumper from one side to another, and then kind of disappeared, because we like to report that if it's in the road. And both of these were down there, you know where the water tower is on 90 by the prison down there in Brockton?
I don't get down that way that much.
Okay, well, it's wilderness there. Trees are right up to the guardrails. And that one rolled across the front. I heard him hit, and sadly, I have a soft spot in my heart for animals. I ran over him with a steering axle, both tandems on the tractor and the right tandems on the trailer. And there was another trucker behind me. I called him on the CB. I said, hey, is that thing in the road? And he said, what thing? And he said there was like some red spots. He said that was all that was left.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of a vehicle, it basically vaporized the poor thing.
Hit him.
But you didn't get hurt. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I hit him with 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 wheels on the right side, and there was nothing left of him. There was some fur and blood underneath. And then another one was really odd. He jumped out of the median. There was a guy behind me that saw it. He jumped out of the median across the road, you know, the way they can leap. He hit the fender and took the headlights off. He was deflected back to the trailer. He brushed my mirror, put a dent in the trailer about 10 feet off the road, and was gone. And I called another guy that I had been talking to, and he said there's not a trace of him, no blood or anything. And all I figured is he hit right on the curve of the trailer, put a big dent, so I know he was up there. and he must have launched right back into the bushes.
Boy.
Whether he survived or not, I don't know. But you say chargeable. Those were two with the same company, and they investigate those. I don't know how. I guess that's funny. Being a Teamster, you'll get a warning letter saying that you had this collision, and we're investigating it. And then 3 weeks later, you get a thing after a thorough investigation. Nobody saw it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all your word. But the word is, in trucking business, this swerving and rolling over or hitting something to avoid a deer, the rule is there better be some fur or blood on the truck. Otherwise, you're in trouble. You know, they figure you made it up.
Yeah, that's interesting because back in the 90s, I saw a tractor trailer take out a deer or two on Transit Road, and I called the state police and I said, hey, I just want you to know I witnessed the accident, so if the driver needs a witness statement, I'd be happy to provide it. And the trooper said, well, generally these are non-chargeable accidents by insurance companies, so we don't really need to get a statement from you.
It is non-chargeable if they determine that that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I just figured that I could help the person out, whoever hit the deer. Where did the deer jump out from the median? Whereabouts was that?
It was between Dunkirk and Westfield.
Yeah. I mean, and don't you find it interesting, as somebody who drives or who drove professionally, that pretty much the entire length of the New York State Thruway is a deer crossing zone?
They're standing there, they're jumping, and, you know, the old adage, if you see one, you better watch out. You know, that one that hit the trailer, you're looking for something like that to come through the windshield or the side window. And all you can do is kind of squint your eyes and full steam ahead. But
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting to the bizarre, I clipped a cow one time. I was moving fairly slowly because he was out in the middle of the road. And as I went by, the stupid thing, he stuck his nose. I had a 10-foot spread axle on the trailer. There's quite a gap there, and he stuck his nose in between the tandems, and I hit his snoot probably 6 or 8 inches because I watched him in the mirror, and I think he learned to talk about whiplash. He whipped his head out of there, and he was okay. But, you know, I was going very slowly because I'm trying to inch through him, and he was curious.
Yeah, you can lead a horse. I guess you can lead a cow to water, but you can't make him drink. All right, Tom, thanks very much. You've had more than your fair share of encounters with deer. Mom's 63 four-lane and your tractor trailer. Where have you hit your deer? Like, what time of the year was it? What time of day was it? And specifically, do you remember the location where you hit them? And this is kind of a reminder show to be on the lookout for deer. And like the caller said, and we all know this from driving, when you see one deer, you always need to be vigilant for another. But at the same time, when you're driving on the thruway, it's like every 5 miles, there's a deer crossing sign. It's almost like the entire road itself is one giant deer crossing. Amazes me we don't have more car deer accidents on the thruway. Yeah, welcome to the show. And we are in one of the peaks of the season for deer car collisions. Horrible accident recently around these parts. Two young people died. Their car hit a deer and then went into a creek. And have you hit a deer? You had a close encounter with deer. Where did you hit your deer? What was the upshot as far as insurance and as far as getting the repairs done? Did you emerge safely? And one of the things that I will predict is, and I don't know how long this is going to take, but I believe that moose will eventually find their way into Western New York. There is a big population of moose in the Adirondacks. There was one moose sighting away from the Adirondacks along the Lake Ontario shore, and it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the Adirondack moose, once they develop an increased population, start to migrate west along the Lake Ontario shore and eventually make their way to western New York. Eventually. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. I would love to see a moose, but I'd prefer to see it far away from western New York. Also, northern Ontario has quite a few moose. It is 3:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You get into cabin country, and you might very well find one. All right, let's go to Brenda next up on WBEN. Brenda, you hit a deer.
Well, the deer hit me. I was driving to work on Two Mile Creek Road, and all of a sudden, it sounded like a snowball hit my driver's side window. And when I looked, all I saw was brown fur. By the time I got to work, I realized I had no side view mirror, no fender, and a huge crack in my door.
The deer T-boned you.
Actually, a guy at work said the deer, what happened, he was running, and he probably jumped over my car.
And probably didn't make it.
Street.
Probably didn't make it.
A couple days later, I saw one on the side of the road as I was going home from work, so I think it probably got hurt and it did not make it.
Yeah, and you obviously emerged unscathed from it. And what did you have to shell out as far as damage to your car?
$1,400.
Oh, my goodness. How about insurance? Do they kick in, or do you just have a really high deductible?
Nope, it didn't go up at all.
Well, that's good. And did insurance pay for the whole thing, or you had to meet your deductible?
Well, no, I had to pay the deductible, but they paid for the rest.
Yeah. And your insurance rates did not go up. Did they tell you that that was a non-chargeable accident?
Correct.
Yeah.
I had a second one, too. 2 years later, I was driving down River Road in North Tonawanda. Again, it was a dark, rainy morning on the way to work. And I saw what I thought was a white bag in the road. But the closer I tried to get over to the left lane because the guy behind me was tailgating. And there was two cars passing me, so I really had no place to go. By the time I looked back to the road, the white bag was actually the white tail of a deer. And I just closed my eyes and went over it. And all of a sudden, a big boom went off. My muffler got taken off, my whole undercarriage. That was another $500 deer incident.
But you did the right thing, especially with somebody riding your ass like that. You had to hit the deer. It's the safest move you can make.
Yeah, and it comes to find out the guy I work with hit the deer first.
Oh.
He was pulled over, and his niece, I also work with her, by the time she got to that spot, she said all that was left was the head.
I'll spare any obvious comment. So 2 Mile Creek Road, you hit one, and then River Road in North Tonawanda.
Correct. And also when the guys at the shop went to pull my car in to put it up on the lift, he said there was about 10 cats that scattered out from underneath it and wanted to know what happened because all these chunks of meat just started falling onto the floor.
Oh, and the cats looked at that as a buffet.
Evidently.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I guess it is the cycle in nature. Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. I mean, I guess cats like venison too, as much as anybody else. Let's go to Bob in Little Valley, rural western New York. Bob, car, deer, collision, have they figured into your life?
Well, it wasn't actually done with a car. I did it with a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
I was going down, coming home, and cutting through Zora Valley, and a road down there called Foster. And I was doing about 50, 55. Two deer jumped up along, ran alongside me as I slowed down and kicked one off to the side and figured I was safe, hit the throttle, get out of there. And next thing you know, I had a deer come down the hill and ran into the front wheel.
Oh.
All I remember, except waking up.
Get up. What do you remember about hitting the deer with your bike?
I think I hit the pavement. That's about it.
Man, how badly injured were you?
I was in the hospital for about a month and a half, and then when I got out, they didn't give me good odds about making it. So I had internal injuries and back, shoulder, ribs, hip, collarbones, deer cuffs.
Given the unpredictability of deer and the lack of protection you have when you're on a motorcycle, did that end your riding days?
Well, I hope my wife's not listening, but for my wife, yes, but I still sneak a ride here and there.
Nobody heard that, sir. Nobody heard that. Well, glad you lived to tell the tale, and Wow, that's Zora Valley.
Yep, coming through Zora Valley. Well, just before Zora, and then the deer on the other side of Zora. So it's very populated.
All right, brother, thanks very much for the call. Good to hear from you. And, yeah, those of you who've hit one on a motorcycle, definitely tell your tale. If you're live to tell that tale, you got that guardian angel, I think, looking out over you. Here's Steve in Dunkirk on WBEN. Steve, where'd you hit your deer?
Well, I had two of them. And the first one, I was in Wisconsin coming home from work. There was three of us in the car, and my friend had a convertible, and we were going down the road at midnight, and deer came in his head. The antlers hit the windshield and just shattered the windshield. We went into somebody's mailbox, and nobody was around the deer. He got up and with a headache, and he left home. The second one I had, I actually went bowling for deer. I was coming into Sheridan, and right where it was dusk, and right where the speed changes, I took my foot off the gas and just kind of coasting in. And then I saw a deer on the side of the road, and you guys already talked about that. So I'm looking around, watching to see if there's anything else. Well, then I looked up at the deer on the road, and there was actually five of them standing in the road.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit the brakes. I went through them. And I know I hit at least two of them because both my headlights were smashed out.
Well, we're kind of got a bad connection here. Is that the town of Sheridan or Sheridan Drive?
The town of Sheridan.
Town of Sheridan. All right, thanks very much. I got to move on because your phone is definitely on the muddy side. Back to the calls on WBEN. And next up is Hamburg and Christine on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I just have to tell you about my incident with the deer. I had just in Hamburg pulled out of Big Tree Road onto South Park Avenue, and I'm driving along, and all of a sudden I feel this big thud, and I said to myself, oh, my God, I feel like I just drove through an invisible brick wall. And then I thought, you know, I better pull over to the side and see what happens. Well, sure enough, I pulled off, and there I saw fur stuck in the wheel well of the car. Mm. So I turned around to see if I assume I hit the deer. So I turned around to see if it was still alive or dead, and it was dead. But I have to say, I love animals, and I feel badly, but I have to get a chuckle because I always tell people I went through the invisible brick wall, and the deer, I didn't hit the deer. The deer hit me.
Well, it's unusual for a deer to be wearing a invisibility suit or for a deer to have access to adaptive camouflage. You might have run into some interesting field testing. But that's something. It kind of reminds me of that scene in Goodfellas where they have to grab the big knife from Joe Pesci's mother's house because they hit a deer and the hoof. What do you call it? The hoof. It got stuck. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call. I'm sure Phil will isolate the audio. If we can play it, it would be Goodfellas scene at Tommy's mother's house with the knife to get the hoof out. Yeah, you remember it now? Okay. Let's get back to the calls on WBE. And I love animals, too. I love animals. But given a choice between you and an animal, I'd much rather have you with us than a deer. It goes without saying. Here's Tommy in Canada, but I said it anyway. Tommy in Canada, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
I hit a different animal. I hit a pig.
Kind of off topic, but I'm intrigued nonetheless. Was this a domestic pig, or was this one of those wild Canadian boars?
No, this was on a reservation in the States, and we were coming back from a friend's house in Lockport, so you know where it is, and we were coming up a winding road, and we hit a pig. And my wife being an animal lover like you, especially a cat lover. We had to go out and go door to door, and we couldn't find anybody to own the pig. So about 3 days later, I'm, you know, at my house in Canada, and the police are here. And I said, you know, can I help you? And the police said, well, did you have any problems over the river the other day on the reservation? And I said, well, kinda. And, you know, I was like looking at the guy, and I was getting frustrated. And he says, well, you know, there's damage to the front of your vehicle. Did you hit a pig? And I says, as a matter of fact, we did, and we tried looking for the owner. And I says, how did you find out? And he said, the pig squealed.
You know, I appreciate the effort, but I'm just saying. It is coming up on 349 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I figured it was going to either end up with the pig ended up going to the market, but the other pig went home. But then he played the squealed card on me, and I just knew something was coming down the pike. Phil, did you anticipate that as well? Phil was not anticipating. I was like, yeah, there's something not kosher about this. It is 349 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And I'll tell you, the dead giveaway, though, with that story was going door to door, finding out who owned the pig, and nobody fessed up to knowing anybody who owned the pig. And I would think that given the range of pigs, that would have been readily identifiable as a neighbor's pig. I think you know when your neighbor has giant sows that could do that kind of damage to a car. In light of it being October and this being kind of a peak season for car deer collisions, asking you if you've hit or come way too close to hitting a deer, whether you're driving a car, a semi, a motorcycle, God forbid, what was the upshot? Did you manage to escape unscathed? What kind of damage was done? And looking back on it, is there anything you could have done differently that would have changed that collision whatsoever? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And sometimes you can claim you hit a deer to make excuses for why you want a giant knife.
You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride on out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's where the blood came from. I told you. Jimmy told you before. I won't change. Anyway, you know, it reminds me, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah.
I just need it for
bring
a little
it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him in his, we hit the deer in his paw. What do you call it?
The paw.
Big hoof. The hoof got caught in the grill. Oh. I got to hack it off.
I'm sorry. It is 3:53. This is the Billy Bat scene in Goodfellas. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. In real life, by the way, Billy Batts was a buddy of John Gotti, who was none too happy with Tommy DeSimone about the rumors that he had done in Billy Batts. Let's go to Mark in Hamburg on WBEN. Welcome to the Organized Crime Task Force. Now, welcome. You're on WBEN. Sir. Hello. I don't know what's going on, Phil. You'll have to clear that up on line four. Perhaps they thought they really had called the Organized Crime Task Force after my Goodfellas reference, complete with historical context. So if you can line up line four again. Let's go back to the calls and line three, and it's Bob in Cheektowaga. Bob, you hit a deer?
No, I did not. And thank God I didn't, because this is a good one. Years and years ago, before the airports had all their fencing up, took a flight down to Jamestown with a friend of mine who owned a Mooney airplane, single engine. And it was an evening flight. And at the time, the restaurant was open. So we had a bite to eat. We loaded up the airplane, myself, him, and his girlfriend, lined up on a runway, took off, dark, had the lights on, strobes and everything. And just before I rotated, this buck ran in front of the airplane.
Oh!
All I saw, Tom, was him leap in front. The propeller caught the silhouette of him.
Oh!
And the only thing I remember is the white tail on the left side of the wingtip just going by me.
Oh.
This thing, I have no idea. But I made it.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, just when you're rotating or pulling back on the yoke or the stick, sure. it went right in front of you.
Yes, it did.
Good grief. Sure. Those Mooney airplanes, I think, are beautiful, and I presume it was the one with the very long windows for excellent visibility for a low-wing plane?
Yes, it was.
And oh, those are gorgeous.
Beautiful night, you know, no wind, no nothing, and the last thing I ever thought about was a deer coming across the runway.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're definitely there at the airport, and you know, that's obvious. That's got to be the bane of the people who run the airport and the NFTA police. I'm glad you made it okay because, man, just, you know what, just a few seconds either way, and that could have had a totally different ending.
Either way, man, all I remember is just seeing that huge body go across the prop with the lights on and the strobes.
Oh.
And the last thing I saw was that big white tail just go right across the left side of the wingtip.
Oy. Hey, just out of curiosity, you ever had any near hits with giant flying birds when you're up there?
We hit a seagull down in Florida once.
Yeah.
And in a king air.
I'll tell you, though, the approach to Buffalo Airport the one day with the turkey vulture or the hawk or whatever the hell it was, the penguin, it was definitely a little disconcerting. That was a little too close for comfort. I'm glad you called in. Thanks very much.
Okay, Tom.
I don't know if my flight instructor at the time, John Mayall, remembers that, but I certainly never forgot it. It was like maybe 20, 30 feet away, tops, and we're at the same altitude heading in different directions, and that could have been unfortunate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.